Congressman Young, Congressman Bill Rackus, and I are partnering on new investments in the Functional Genomics Center. I use my position on the Armed Services Committee to have their research authorized in the defense bill because their cutting-edge research benefits the Department of Defense, all of their healthcare initiatives, but they realize that that investment there will help lead ultimately to a cure for cancer.
Jack Pledger is the deputy director of the Moffitt Cancer Center and the director for basic research. He outlined the history of the center, which opened in 1986, described current cancer research, and gave Representative Castor a tour of several research laboratories. One was a seemingly endless room full of parallel lab benches containing gene sequencers, centrifuges, and other research equipment. That single room serves as the research laboratories for six faculty members and their postdocs, students, and lab techs. Pledger also took Castor to a smaller lab to demonstrate the use of microarrays in oncology or cancer research. Pledger emphasized what is known as translational research, where results can be applied to patients in the clinic.
We really, here at the Moffitt, work towards doing translational research. Research that not only describes mechanisms of the disease, but also is designed such that that what we learn from that can be used and put into practice in the clinic.
Alan List is a professor of medicine and oncology at USF and the division chief of malignant hematology. He tries to develop new therapies for diseases such as myelodysplastic syndromes, or MDS, which are malignancies of the stem cells that form blood cells. His lab's research led to Food and Drug Administration approval of a drug that is effective in treating MDS patients who have a specific type of chromosomal abnormality. Patients are screened for a certain chromosomal deletion, and the 15 to 20% who have it will have a high rate of recovery when the drug is administered.
There is one subgroup of patients that have a specific chromosome abnormality called chromosome 5q deletion that seem to be extraordinarily sensitive. For them, not only did they normalize their hemoglobin, but most of those patients went into what we call a cytogenetic remission. The chromosome abnormality went away completely, and in fact, the bone marrow returned morphologically, or how it looks under the microscope, to normal.
Jeffrey Weber is a professor of interdisciplinary oncology. He was recently recruited by Moffitt to be the director of their new Comprehensive Melanoma Research Center that was started with a multi-million-dollar donation from a private citizen. Moffitt plans to become one of the leading melanoma, or skin cancer, research centers in the country. Weber spoke about why it is important to have such a strong melanoma research program in Florida.
Of all the states of the Union, per capita probably has one of the most disproportionately high rates of incidence of melanoma. It is a major unmet public health problem in the state of Florida. And I couldn't think of a more appropriate area of research that one would want to encourage in the state of Florida.
Moffitt has a Tampa Bay Community Cancer Network that serves at-risk populations, such as migrant farmers, and will pay for an uninsured patient's treatment if cancer is found during screening. This is part of Moffitt's research into health disparities, according to Pledger.
We do have a major effort in health disparities, and the Moffitt Cancer Center is committed to bring the same medical practice to all people, regardless of their social status or any other defining features. So we do have an Office of Diversity that seeks to make sure that we can overcome any health disparities that keeps people from receiving the very finest medical care.
Representative Castor asked about how she could work with Moffitt to provide medical care to lower-income citizens, and she's satisfied with the programs that are already underway.
I was very pleased to hear that they're already doing so much in outreach in this community. I think the Moffitt Cancer Center can be a model for other communities that have underserved populations. So I look forward to working with you on that.
To learn more about the H. Lee Moffitt Cancer Center and Research Institute, visit moffitt.usf.edu. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.